She'd been aboard the research ship for almost 100 days, and in that time she had settled in as part of the crew, blending into the background, performing her tasks well, but not too well, being friendly, but not making friends. The longer she stayed, the less people noticed her. It was invisibility she had been seeking. Yet if she'd fulfilled her mission sooner, she would have been away from the Evelyn II by now, and perhaps everything would not have gone so wrong. The shouting, the shooting, the screaming might never have happened. The crew might have escaped. Perhaps. But with the xenomorphs, chaos was inevitable. Whenever samples were obtained, whether live specimens, eggs, or embryos, everything eventually went bad. They weren't meant to be contained and studied, and these creatures reared from samples captured on LV-178 were destined to go the same way. Order was not in their nature. They were creatures of violence and blood. The universe was a jagged place wherever they were found, with cruel, sharp edges. On the next level, the lights flickered again, luring her on. A dull glass shape winked from the wall, a communications point. She brushed her hand across the screen, and a schematic of the ship appeared. Status glowed softly. Lilia touched the light and watched it fade out. In its place, a warning appeared. She held her breath as she read it again, even though she didn't need to. Her memory was photographic, her recall total. That was why Wordsworth had chosen her above all others for this task. Different people were on alternate missions across this part of the human sphere, but he'd told her that this was the one who mattered most. This was important. What she took from the Evelyn II might mean the difference between the Founder's triumph and their demise as a dark, forgotten footnote of history. According to the warning, she had even less time than she'd feared. The ship had been set on an accelerated suicide trajectory due to impact the star Alpha Centauri in under an hour. Lilia closed her eyes and breathed deeply. "They're right," she thought. "These creatures should not be allowed to." A crackling sound echoed in from the distance, like a Velcro flap slowly being opened. It was followed by a shout, the words unclear. Shooting, then screaming. Lilia hurried to the head of the next staircase and started down. Her descent was cautious, senses alert for movement or sound that might mean danger. She only hoped she could still find what she had come for. Ironically, with the xenomorphs escaped and rampaging, the laboratories where they had been kept might be the safest place on the ship. The staircase ended, and she emerged into a lobby area with several corridors leading away. Something bad had happened here. A body sat propped against the far wall, one arm bent unnaturally and blood spattered around it. A weapon lay close by. A grill in the floor had been smashed upward, and darkness from the space below seemed to flood out into the corridor. Lilia moved quickly away from the scene. A story she would never know. Good or not, she hoped the person had died quickly. She was now on the laboratory deck, and through the next set of doors she came to the first security point. Any hope that the doors had been smashed or even left open were instantly dashed. But she had been prepared for this. As she took the small toolkit from her pocket, a dull thud pounded through her feet, followed by a booming sound from somewhere far away. That was an explosion. She blinked and tilted her head, listening hard. If something cataclysmic had happened, and the ship started to break up, she'd have to get to the docking hangar or an escape pod, and her purpose for coming here would be lost. The floor vibrated a little, but nothing else changed. The ship's beating heart persisted as the engines continued to